Hi everyone, I am Claire. I'm a codependent anorexic sex and love addict. Thank you, Jenny, for asking me to speak. And this is a much larger meeting than I thought. So, also seeing some people that I have a lot of recovery in here, so it makes me a little nervous. Usually I scan through and look to see if my sponsees are here, and then now I'm like, oh, that person's here, that person's here. So just got a little nervous. I'm just going to start from the top by saying that I want to be perfect for you guys, and I want to carry the message and be this like perfect shiny beacon of, you know, inspiration and faith for all of you. But today, I had a rough night last night, and I was in it. I was in the spiral of my obsessive thinking about the person I'm sober dating currently. And I like wanted to blow it up. I wanted to call and be like, da 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 da, it's over. You know, like, you don't seem to have the emotions that I'm looking for. And what I'm working on in program currently is being the partner that I want in my partner. So when the 12th, whatever it is, the assign magical qualities to others and then blame them when they don't fulfill our fantasies and expectations, I'm like, oh my God, that's what I was doing. And also, it just occurred to me this morning that one of my main resentments that comes up, or used to come up a lot with my mom, was that she was never vulnerable with me or like shared her imperfections or when she was ever struggling. And it was hard to relate to her because she was so perfect all the time. So as I work to be, I'm gonna practice being imperfect right now and show up vulnerably. And like, a sponsee told me once that when I shared in a meeting and I didn't think I knew he was there, I shared a little more about like what I was struggling with, he was like, that's when I really started to trust you more. And I'm like, interesting. So I get to practice showing up imperfectly, and that I can hope that I'm just a channel today that God can speak through and maybe like connect with someone and help them not feel as alone in their struggle and give them a little hope. And take what you like and leave the rest. So to start at the beginning, you know, I think it's a little bit of both for me, nature and nurture. I think I'm genetically predisposed to be an addict. And I think I was taught unhealthy ways of communicating, or not taught appropriate ways of communicating in a loving, caring, mature relationship by my parents. You know, alcoholism runs in my family, rageaholism. My parents would fight a lot, and I'd just go quietly disappear in my room and draw for hours. And whenever I would cry, I was told I was too sensitive by my dad. So early on, I learned that, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't like this confrontation. I'm going to go hide. And then also that my feelings aren't valid and I'm too sensitive. And then when they got divorced at six years old, I was like, thank God. Like, I knew at six that they should be divorced. and I also learned that I get attention when I do well at things. So let me be really good at a lot of things. Naturally talented at many, many things, master of none. But as I go now, I learn that it's less about seeking outside validation from those things that I'm doing, whether that's career or creative or anything. And it's just really more about like turning it inside and getting like, do I love myself? Do I like myself? Do I like this person I'm dating? You know, am I connecting with my higher power? And it's these like really subtle internal...
Five minutes have passed.
Thank you. Untangible shifts. I'm like, I'm doing the hard work. We're all in here doing like the hardest work of being alive, I think, is like unlearning our old neuro pathways that we've like built. They're like super solid trails in my brain that feel, even though I don't want to do them anymore, I keep doing them. So I'm learning these new neuro pathways that are, you know, I have to continually do contrary action in this program and try things that do not feel comfortable and feel wrong to do in the moment until that becomes my new healthy pathway. And I, that's why I just take direction from my sponsor. Like last night when I wanted to call this person and just be like, you're, you know, I don't think you have the emotional capacity right now to give me what I want. And it's just like, or how about I just like put that aside, get out of the hamster wheel of like my thinking, because that's actually my disease, is thinking I know how to fix it, and literally step away, do some service, go to bed, put the pause in the urgency to fix the situation. Because really, I feel, am I in halt? Am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Yeah, I'm feeling lonely and I'm feeling tired. So if I'm in any of that, I'm not allowed to act on that. I'm not allowed to do anything in my relationships when I'm feeling that intense emotion. I have to do a 10th step to get through whatever resentment I have about this person. They are just a mirror of me. I have to do a God date and a self date now to get right with myself. Have I talked nicely? And I slept and I feel so much better today. And I'm so glad I didn't do that, because it's just like shifting the focus back to me now. Anyway, continued the cycle of pattern of dating the same type of person and then being similarly dissatisfied with the relationship. I've never been in a long-term relationship. The longest I could go was about a year with someone who had trouble calling me their girlfriend, even though we were. And it'd get really painful to the point where I would usually end it, even though they were emotionally not there anymore. And I would just keep doing this pattern over and over again. And as an anorexic, that was so painful. It was just easier for me to be alone more, because at least I know, you know, like there's a homeostasis of like, I know my natural state of depressive, you know, negative self-talk, and I can deal with that. But when you add in all these, you know, things that these other people trigger in me, these like chemical rushes and these chemical highs of endorphins or adrenaline and stuff, it's exhausting. It's mentally exhausting. It hurts my heart. It hurts my stomach. I can't sleep. I can't eat. Sounding like a song I can think of right now. And I get severely paralyzed by romantic obsession, and I cannot show up for my life because I'm literally obsessed with this one thing that I actually can't fix or change another person. So this program helps me to step out of that obsessive hamster wheel and just go, let's shift the focus to something else. And the more I've learned how to get out of my own way through working the steps with a sponsor and following a suggestion of my sponsor and trusted fellows, the better my life has got. I'm still me. I'm still imperfect. This program, you know, I want to stay clean on last month's shower. I don't want to shower, y'all. I hate showering, which is like the work in this program. And yeah, I could. So yesterday I'm having a spiral, and one of my best fellows, who I also call, I usually call three fellows and my sponsor. And then I pick the things that I like of all of those and what feels true to me, and then I do that. Or if I don't know, because God hasn't given me a clear sign of what to do, I do nothing. I sit back, I take it easy, rather than the exhaustion of trying to figure it out anymore. But I still go there sometimes. I just have to be reminded to sit back and take it easy and take care of myself. So yes, I got into a final painful qualifier pattern I got willing to work this program. I was in another program.
That's 10 minutes.
Thank you. For over a decade. And it did not occur to me until after I finished all the 12 steps there that this was actually my core stuff. So I'm in this program about 5 years now. I've just finished all 12 steps a couple months ago. I have an amazing, super specific dating plan. The hardest, I came in clearly powerless. I knew that. 2 and 3 for me are the hardest. The God stuff is the hardest for me. I'm very anti-religious, so it's hard for me to do that. So that's a constant thing I have to work on. And for me, I just see it like they talk about in the big book. Like, I just have to crack the door. I'm like open to the idea that a higher power exists. And I just keep exploring different ways of how that works for me. And if something's not working, I keep asking new people how they do it. And then I kind of try it out. I try it on. I'm like, all the fellows in here, if you just see them as like apprentice with them, ask them how they do it. If you hear a share that you like, ask them how they do it. If you're struggling with something, call a bunch of people and ask how they got through that. And then take what feels true to you and try it. And then step four, it's like, I'm victimhood. I'm like, nothing's happening to me. I'm just over here and like, oh, life's so hard. And a lot of that, I have to look at my part in my life. Am I staying with someone for a long time that's like abusive or like not kind to me or doesn't show me love? That's my part. I'm staying. I need to leave. I have a part in this. Am I not taking care of myself? Do I not think highly of myself? Is the universe mirroring that back to me? Yeah, that's my part then. I have to start to learn to love myself. You know, that cliche saying, if I don't love myself, who's going to love me? Nobody's going to love me. It's so true. So I was consistently getting mirrored back to me relationships where people didn't really love me. Surprise, surprise. And now the more I learn to love myself, I get that back. In my friendships, in my family, like all my relationships have improved significantly because of working this program. And I get to keep remembering that what I think I'm going to get out of being with a person, I'm actually seeking feeling. I want to feel whole. I want to feel part of. I want to feel loved. I want to feel happy, joyous, and free. I want to feel serene and secure.
2 minutes.
Thank you. And that really is not anybody else's job. That's my job to work on with myself and my higher power. So if I'm ever seeking that, that's like not the healthy way to go about it. So for today, this person that I was obsessed about yesterday is like on the back burner. I got to do a lot of work to get my mental state where it should be before I can be in the world. I heard some time ago a speaker sharing that they now respect their emotional life. And this program has taught me to respect my emotional life, give it the time it needs, the energy it needs, because I used to push it down. A sponsee was sharing with me a little bit ago, like they wish they could be a robot and not have feelings. And I so related to that. I was like, I don't want to have feelings. I want to do things and I want to show up for myself. And these feelings are holding me back in life. And now I get to learn that, like, the beauty of those feelings and when it's safe to share with people outside of program and when it's not. And like learning how to do, you know, the tightrope balancing walk of life as an addict and being and having emotions and getting triggered. And I'm, you know, this program puts in the, like bowling, it puts in the blow up things in the alleys. It helps me stay on my path. So I'm just going to finish with, let's see, a little bit of a reading that one of my friends had me read last night. I think it was on 420 of, okay,
Perhaps the best thing of all for me is to remember that my serenity is inversely proportional to my expectations. The higher my expectations of this person's partner, Max, and other people are, the lower my serenity. So last night, my expectation was this other person should be more emotionally vulnerable with me. And because they're not, that's wrong. And I'm not in acceptance of reality right now. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'll just wrap with that, but saying, like, there's so many gifts in this program. It teaches me how to be a happier, like, more mature human being and show up in life. And it works if you work it. So I'm going to work it harder today. Thanks.